another battery charger. I'm going to get that number of that chip off there and take that chip off the board and put a new one on it and just see if that fixes it. But after I have another one, that's the primary of this one, becomes a backup. C'est la vie. I learned not to try to charge individual. It's a four-bay battery charger, and I had a four-cell battery. I wanted to get them all right at the same voltage. I was charging them independently, and when I connected up the third cell with the integrated circuit, it started smoking. I guess there's something in there I had not thought about between the four bays, some kind of a circuit in there that I wasn't aware of, but I am now. Won't ever try that again. W4DJW.
Where are you in line now?
I'm the third car back, and everybody's just sitting here, and the workers are just walking around. I think they must be having computer problems or something, because, I mean, nothing's getting done. It doesn't appear that anything's getting done. I don't see any nose swabbing going on, I'll put it to you that way. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at all the workers. There's like four that I can see. So it must be a computer problem.
Dave, I heard you, some of the guys talking about the 1-9 repeater on Mitchell. I can't get it. Very seldom can I get into it from here. But I think as you move across the state, it's a little easier to get into when you head down below Greenville, maybe towards Union and Rock Hill and that way. I think it's a little easier to get into there. But I've got into that 600 net on Saturday nights just a time or two. And basically the band's got to be able for me to get into it even with 50 watts.
With me, I can hit it once in a while, but I have to run it up to 50 watts to be able to hit it. I haven't tried it lately, but I can go over there and try it. What David was thinking is that somebody said something about them moving it over to another location, another city, like Charlotte or something like that. But I'll go over there and see if I can hit it, and then I'll come back here. W4DJW.
Okie dokie, I'd be interested to know if you can. You're in a better location than I am, for sure.
I'm right here in the parking lot.
You're special, bud.
Have superior equipment, or is it just a superior attitude?
Is everything, but I know even when I put a small beam here in the room, I can bring it up, but I can't hear well enough to converse on it unless the conditions are pretty good and the band might be a little more open. But I can go downstairs and hear them on my handy talker on rubber duck downstairs in the mornings. In a couple of locations, but you know, it's just because I'm inside. Maybe I might be able to hit it better if I had an antenna outside, say at 25 feet, which I may do one of these days. I may get off my butt and put something up outside. I ought to. I just lack the will.
Every time, but nobody was listening. That'd be 4 DJ.
I can bring it up, but I can barely. I mean, it just barely breaks squelch on this end, on this radio, and it sounds a little better on one of the other ones I have. But I got a 2300H Icon. It's got a little better receiver than this Yaesu does, I think. At least I think it does. I can hear it better on it sometimes, but. Yeah, I'd like to get this Ringo Ranger up a little bit, get it maybe outside up a little bit higher than it is. I think maybe that may be the situation. I'll probably put the SWR meter on to make sure the SWR is decent on it, too.
No Rangers out there. I didn't know there were so many.
That Comet GP1, which is a dual bander, has got the fiberglass mask. You don't have any tuning with it. And it uses SO239, but it's internal to the, it's sealed, but you go through the bottom of the antenna and hook it up, so this is kind of protective of the elements. If it's outside, it's just less than, I think it's about 4 feet 11 inches, and I may try one of those. It's got some three small radials on it, so like it may be about 12, 15 inches long, and I may try it. But the Ringo's, you know, the only problem I have with Ringo's is getting that ring bent correctly. I always have a heck of a time. I've put up a couple over the years, and I've always had trouble getting that ring round. It looks like an ellipse, an elliptical shape rather than round.
Way now too. I had apers running on a Yaesu MT897D, but I took it off because I needed the signal link for something else. And I haven't ever put it back on there, so mine's not being used right now. But it did good for many, many years with that MT897 doing APRS. Just happens to be down at the moment. But opaque or something like that. I can't think of the name. I don't know how you pronounce the name of the antenna. I think it's a Japanese antenna. Came out with one that was a lot like that 17-foot collinear tram. It was really good. There's a bunch of people bought that tram for a while. A 17-foot collinear that was dual band, 2 meters and 70 centimeters. And I got one of those. And Steve put it up when he was down here. That was well over 10 years ago. That's more like 12 or 13 years ago when he was down here and he put it up. And it's still there, still using it. It's one I'm talking on now. I use that antenna a lot. And I did buy another one after about 10 years. I thought, you know, that thing's going to quit working one of these days and I'm going to have a backup. So I bought a backup about 4 years ago and it's still sitting in the round tube. Leaning up against the wall down in the garage waiting for this one to quit working. And it hasn't quit yet, so knock on wood. It's going to be hard to get up there on the house, or I'm going to have to find somebody to get on the roof. It's like a 45-degree slant angle, and I really don't like working on that thing that high up in there. But that's a good one, too, 17-foot collinear.
That's a good antenna. The real good ones are, 11 or 12 feet long. And I think I almost have room. I almost have, maybe not quite, but I've got a fairly steep roof. I almost got room above my garage in the attic and where I could put something, fairly tall in it. And because I'm not real sure, there's no metallic stuff on the exterior of the roof or anything like that. And of course, then I don't have any insulation in the roof. All the insulation I got's in the floor. Of the roof, the floor, the ceiling, I should say. And I may try to do that. I may do some experimenting with that later on in the year when it warms up a little bit. I may run this, may just stick this one up there and just see how, run a coax down, see how it does up there temporarily, and if it works that way, that might be a place to put one rather than outside. Of course, outside's better, but I just don't know whether I want to go to the trouble of putting something up, 25 feet up in the air or anything like that. And I sure as heck, no, I don't want to get up on the roof and work on it. I'm past that.
For that, too. I thought about getting some scaffolding. I might assemble some scaffolding around it and then climb up to the scaffolding. But I'm not going to lean a ladder against that. I have to get up 30 feet, which is three pieces of 10-foot steel tubing screwed together with those couplers. And a flange mounted to the wall at one angle and then 90 degrees to that mounted to a different wall at a different angle at a different height. So it's got three points that are holding the three pipes in place, the ground on the bottom one, the middle of the second one mounted to the side of the chimney, and the top of the top one mounted to the side of the house. And three of them stacked on top of each other makes like different notes. They're not going anywhere. To the house, they got four big half-inch screws going through the flange into the house. So that's not coming off or going anywhere. And the pipe is like a 1.5 or 2-inch pipe, and it's steel, so it's not going anywhere. And then the antenna is strapped to the side of that at the top. So that's a pretty solid mount. The house is a two-story house, and it's on the side of a hill, and it's on the downside of the hill, the lower side, which gives you that whole 30 feet that you can go up to, and that doesn't even put you to the top of the house at the base of the antenna. The top of the antenna is over the top of the house, but the bottom of the antenna is below the top of the house. So, but that does good enough for me. I'm kind of in a hole, and that kind of helps me get out of this hole. We'll see where David is. If he's made it up there, he might be gone. He might be getting tested by now. W4DJW. Follow the line, Jerry.
Maybe he did. Hopefully get in and get out of there. Yeah, I can do. I've minded a story and a half, but the back side of the house is actually more like a two-story. And I just don't want to get up there and do it. I mean, I could probably put it on the peak of the roof on that side, and it would be okay. The way the story and a half is situated, I don't have a lot of room. There's not really an attic to get into where the two bedrooms are. So, and I'm actually in the garage. It'd be radiating out pretty well to the northwest, which would work out pretty good. But I'm just too low. I'm only about 700 feet, and the lake is only about less than 50 yards from me. So I'm pretty low and down in a hole. But I think if I just got it out, maybe a little higher outside. I'm gonna do some experimenting with it. It's on a little. I just made a little PVC stand for it. I can move it around. But I might try it either in the attic at the of the garage, or maybe just take it outside and see if I can get something temporary up and mount it and see where I get my best signal. I think I'm going to go to... I'm just using a short run of... probably about 6 or 7 feet, and that's probably going to help in the... probably decent in the radio a little bit too, but... I think I'm going to run some LMR 400 TVF and maybe get me about 20 or 30 feet of that and see what it sounds like in the attic at least. And maybe I may try one of those. If it sounds pretty good in the attic, I may try one of those GP1 Comets. But I just don't get on 440 at all hardly, other than for the satellite stuff. And I use the Elk beam for that. So I'm not sure if that'd be worth getting or not, because Ringo's, once they're teamed up right, they do a good job.
KB4CBA. It was a walk in the park, man. I tell ya. Nothing to it.
Did you do it, or did they do it?
They don't really go that far up your nose. I mean, they go far enough, but I guess the worst part of it is they kind of twist it around. They kind of get up to one place and then they twist it around. So that, that's the worst part of it. But it was, it didn't take but just a few seconds, and it's definitely tolerable.
My head hurt just thinking about it. I think I'm going to go take an aspirin. Over to you, Jerry.
If they tried to run something up to my brain, they may have to get a long stick, is all I can say. Mine's not very large. But, I've had that stuff. I've had something like that done before. It's not pleasant, but it's not really painful or anything like that. Both our grandkids had to have it done. Of course, they were negative, but they both, one's 10, one's 8, and both of them cried a little bit, because I think they were more frightened than anything. I don't think it was painful for them, but it scared them.
Let me make sure I got it. If anybody needs a COVID test and they can go to Pegwood, I would recommend it, because there's nobody there. And they got two lines going, so that would be the place to go right now.
Doesn't your doctor have to recommend you, or can you just go?
You have to be, you can't just show up, but... at this site, you have to be, your daughter has to recommend it. I saw them turn one person away. Evidently, they didn't have a doctor's order, so. But, anyway, they gave me three choices, and two of them were Charisma campuses, and then the other was Brookwood Church. And so anyway, but I'm glad I went to Paywood.
How soon will you find out?
I could see it on my chart tomorrow.
How to go to?
Say that again.
They give you an internet address to go to see your chart?
Chart, I don't know who else has it, but it's mine's with Prisma Health, and basically you have an app, you go to it, and log on, and then you know, nobody can see the information but you, and it shows you all your, like when I go and have my blood work, my blood drawn for my 6-month checkup, I get the results before I even get back to the doctor, so I know what he's going to tell me before I even get there.
Somebody that would know, I wouldn't know, because I don't know if I'm going to the doctor or nothing, have an app like that. Well, I'm going to back out of here. I've taken 3.5 gigabytes of pictures, 494 so far this morning. I'm going to take a break and go downstairs and see if I can talk Amy into letting me leave in an hour and a half to go to the club, the airfield in a little bit. Anyway, David, glad you're sounding okay. Jerry, good to talk to you this morning. I'm going to back out and catch you guys later. W4DJW.
Talk to you this morning. George, stitching those pictures together.
You know, about that, the other airfield there, Dave, I'd be interested in hearing about it. 73s. I'm going to jump out of here for a minute. I need to call my daughter. I got some stuff in here I need to drop off by our house.
Okay, David, see you later. N4DJC.
All right, Jerry. KB4CBA.